Previously on 2.5 Men. That is a very sexy woman.
So whose car is it?
Psychiatrist.
Let's get out of here, shall we?
You're not just gonna leave me here, are you?
Here we are, Shay, Charlie.
She's taking her clothes off.
Is this a great country or what?
You guys are so cute.
Right back at you.
Good, Charlie. Keep hitting on the deranged woman.
Hey, Charlie, you're a really cool guy, but I'm not gonna have sex with you.
Ever.
Deep tissue massage, pancakes. If you had a TV on your forehead and can breathe through your ears, you'd be perfect.
Aha, so you just assume that if we were both interested in the same woman, you would come out on top.
Of course I would. What are you afraid of? I'm afraid I'm gonna hit you so hard I'll be an only child.
You sure?
It's settled. You're staying with us.
Of course, we still don't know a damn thing about her.
I'm Joni.
A girl appears.
Hi.
Hello. We're gonna go to Charlie and Alan's house, hon. It's a wonderful place where those awful people will never find us.
Charlie's eyes widen.
So, Frankie, why didn't you tell us you had a daughter?
Okay, guys, here's the deal. I didn't want you to know.
Okay,
I feel better.
I'm sorry, it's a long story.
We got time. I'm not doing anything. Alan, you doing anything?
No, I'm free.
I was staying with my grandma and grandpa, who are really rich, and they don't want my mom to have me, so they said she's crazy.
Well, that wasn't so long.
Can we please talk about this later?
Okay. What shall we talk about?
Are you guys gay?
Joni raises an eyebrow. Alan and Charlie scowl.
Isn't she something?
2.5 Men. Charlie opens the front door of their beachfront house.
Okay, here we are. This is it, right? One kid, no pets.
As far as I know.
Wow. Can I go look at the ocean?
Sure, just stay on the deck.
Leggy blonde Frankie watches the 8-year-old run off.
Okay, who has the first question?
Charlie and Alan raise their hands in unison.
Alan?
Thank you. What the hell is going on?
Ooh, good one. Mm.
Here it is. I married a really rich guy, and his parents always hated me. I don't know, maybe it was because when we met, he was on the road to becoming a U.S. congressman, and I was just, you know, on the road. Joni, get off the rail. Anyway, they were not happy when we got married, and they were even less happy when we used part of his trust fund to finance my recording career.
You're a singer?
Well, as it turns out, no, but, Then 2 years ago, Brad died, and ever since, his parents have been trying to take Joni away from me.
So the psychiatrist?
Court ordered. They're suing me for custody, saying I'm an unfit parent.
Unfit how?
You know.
She waves her hands.
I'm not a lawyer, but taking a baseball bat to the shrink's beamer might not have helped your case.
Yeah, they'll probably spin that one in their favor. But I was screwed anyway, because they were paying him to make me look bad.
That's horrible.
So what are your plans now?
I don't know. I didn't think past just getting her out of there.
Well, you know, you don't have to know. You can just stay here for a while and figure it out. Right, Charlie?
Absolutely.
Thank you. That'd be great. I'll go tell Joni.
Terrific. We're happy to have you. Okay, we gotta get her out of here.
Charlie, she needs us.
She doesn't need us. She needs a lawyer. And probably a new shrink.
Well, then we'll get her those.
Okay, at this point, I think I'd like to stop using the word we.
Oh, you're gonna bail on her? 2 days ago, you couldn't wait to get her in bed.
That's because 2 days ago, she was just a crazy stranger. If I remember correctly, you couldn't wait to get rid of her.
Yes, because she was a crazy stranger. But now I've gotten to know her and I want her to stay.
All right, Alan, but I'm warning you. This girl's got a lot of baggage. I don't know if you have enough sky caps to get her to the curb.
What?
Later, in the kitchen.
Joni, what grade are you in?
Second.
Oh, really? I have a little boy who's in fourth.
So?
She eats lunch.
I don't know. I thought it'd be germane to the conversation.
Wow. Doesn't matter how old they are, you still strike out. You know, Joni, you are just as pretty as your mom.
So?
I bow to the master.
All right, I'm gonna say this one more time, real slow, so there's no confusion. You can take your damn money and stick it up your white bread, country club, tournament of roses, liposuctioned ass.
Judith and Jake at the door.
Hi.
Really? I'm garbage.
Alan here?
Really? Oh, is that right? Well, I got news for you, lady. The term is white trash.
Do you know her?
Nope, that's a new one.
Yeah. Hey, Judith, what are you doing here?
Ellen, I told you yesterday I was going to visit my parents. Dad's having another colonoscopy, and if I'm not there, I'll have to watch the video.
I'm sorry, there's just been a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, I just met your brother's latest stuff.
Why do you assume it's his stuff?
What, is it yours?
No, but it's not his either.
But it could be.
Says who?
Says your ex-wife.
Okay, I really don't need to hear this. Jake, honey, have a good time, hmm? Charlie, behave yourself.
What about me? I am completely capable of having my own stuff.
Hi, I'm Joni.
Hey, I'm gonna go play in my room.
Can I come with you?
Whatever.
Joni follows Jake.
If he can just keep that attitude for another 30 years, he's gold.
I'm not afraid of your lawyers or your shrinks. Fine, bring them on, because you know what? We're gonna run away and hide. Now they're really unhappy with me.
Is there anything we can do?
Oh, thanks. You've already done so much. I just hate to put you out like this.
Oh, it is not a problem. We have plenty of space. You and Joni can stay in my room, and I'll bunk with Charlie.
Charlie blinks in disbelief.
You'll bunk with Charlie? Hold on there, Pecos Bill.
No, it'll be fun. It'll be like when we were kids.
Well, okay. But just remember, this time, Mom won't be around to hear you scream.
Night. Alan tucks Jake into bed.
Why are those people here?
They're going through a tough time, and we're helping them out.
That girl's really annoying.
I think maybe she has a crush on you.
Well, yeah, that's what's annoying.
You don't really like girls yet, huh?
No, I like girls. Just not into 8-year-olds.
Alan wanders into the lounge to find Frankie sipping red wine and staring at the fire.
Is Joni okay?
Yeah, she fell asleep as soon as her head hit the pillow.
Well, it was a long day for her.
Yeah. Well, the good news is I think my in-laws are going to back off.
No.
The bad news is that wasn't my shrink's car.
Yeah, well, we all make mistakes. But at least you made this one for the right reason. You love your daughter.
Alan sits beside her on the sofa.
I just wish I knew where to go from here, because I know I seem like I've got it all together, but this is... this is a little...
scary?
Yeah.
I understand. I mean, when my marriage ended, I was terrified. It's the unknown. Oh, no, don't... No, don't cry. Don't cry, no. Everything will work out, you'll see.
She lays her head against his neck as he puts his arms around her. He cocks his head and hesitantly leans down to kiss her. After a tender kiss, they pull away, looking into each other's eyes.
I don't know. It's been so long since anybody's touched me.
Charlie comes out of his room to see Frankie smile and pull Alan towards her to kiss him again. Charlie frowns and cocks his head. He creeps away. Charlie's asleep as Alan sneaks into their room. Alan looks at Charlie and gets into the double bed, turning his back to his brother.
Alan?
Yeah?
It's been so long since anybody's touched me.
Alan sits up and turns around indignantly. Charlie looks over at him nonchalantly.
How much did you see?
Just enough to make sleep impossible.
Okay, that's great. I am dying to talk about this.
He turns on the light.
All we did was kiss, but oh, Charlie, what a kiss. It was like our souls were merging.
That was saliva, Alan.
No, seriously. I mean, Frankie is incredible. I mean, think about it. First she loses her husband, then she has to fight to keep her daughter, and yet still she has such incredible spirit, such joie de vivre.
Okay, would you like to hear my take on this?
Is it positive and life-affirming?
Good night, Alan.
Okay, no. Tell me what you think.
All right, I've known you all your life, and if there's one thing I've noticed, you are a stone sucker for the damsel in distress.
I am not!
Oh, come on, Alan. Every woman you've ever been involved with has been damaged and needy.
Wait, what about, okay, go on.
You devote all your time and energy into fixing them up, instead of doing the humane thing, which is to have sex with them and run away.
Exactly how is that the humane thing?
My way? They have a good time, you have a good time, nobody suffers. Your way? You get married, you take over their lives, they start to hate you, and you end up moving in with me.
You know what, Charlie? I think you're jealous.
Of who?
Of me. For the first time in our lives, a woman picked me over you, and you can't deal with it.
I can deal with it. I don't get it, but I can deal with it.
I feel sorry for you. I feel sorry that your heart has become so hard and small that you've lost the capacity to connect with another human being on any level any more meaningful than the inebriated exchange of bodily fluids.
Boy, leave it to you to take a beautiful thing like drunken sex and make it sound dirty.
I don't know why I even bother talking to you.
Alan turns his back and switches off the bedside lamp.
Alan.
What?
I thought we had a pact to never go to bed mad.
Alan remains with his eyes firmly closed.
Leave me alone.
Oh, come on. Don't you want a spoon?
I swear to God you are going to lose that hand.
That's not my hand.
Mom!
Alan leaps out from under the bed covers. Morning. A groggy-looking Charlie opens his eyes to see Joni standing in front of him.
Do you know where Jake is?
No, honey. I'm sorry.
We're playing hide-and-seek.
Well, I don't know where he's hiding.
No, I was hiding and he was supposed to find me. It's been over an hour.
If I see him, I'll let him know.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Jake's hiding behind the curtain.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Frankie comes into the kitchen where Alan is by the toaster.
Morning.
Morning.
Frankie strolls over to him. Alan smiles at her and looks slightly abashed. Looking uncomfortable, he gives her a quick peck on the lips. Frankie smiles, grabs Alan by the neck, and begins to snog him passionately. When they finally break from the kiss, Alan has his eyes closed.
Coffee.
Thank you.
So, I thought maybe today you, me, and the kids might go do something fun.
What about Charlie?
He's had his fun. Hey, I know. Why don't we go to Will Rogers State Park and have a picnic?
Oh, that sounds nice.
Oh, great.
They gaze at each other and lean in to kiss again.
Morning.
They pull apart without getting their kiss as Charlie strolls in. He stops and stares as they sit at the breakfast table.
Oh, man. I'm the extra guy.
Oh, don't call yourself extra.
Try superfluous. Fifth wheel, 11th toe, third nipple.
Interesting.
What's interesting?
This is new for me. Don't really like it.
Great guy.
No, please, stop. Do not call me a great guy. That's what you call the schmuck loser friend who has to dance with the hot chick's ugly cousin.
Alan smiles as Charlie leaves the kitchen.
What? Nothing. Just having a really good day.
Later, Charlie's reclined on a couch reading a magazine.
Hey, you coming on the picnic, Uncle Charlie?
Nah, couldn't find a date.
Jake. Mom wants to know if you want egg salad or tuna for lunch.
Tuna.
Me too.
She grins and hurries into the kitchen. Jake shakes his head.
God, she's annoying.
At least you're not a third nipple.
Take her money. you go in the kitchen and help Johnny pick out some snacks to put in the picnic basket?
Jake stares at his uncle and shakes his head before sloping out to join his admirer in the kitchen.
You sure you don't want to come with us?
Do you really want me to come with you?
No, I was just being polite.
Listen, Frankie, we need to talk about you and Alan.
Oh, come on, stud. You're not jealous, are you?
No. Dumbfounded, maybe. Mystified, astounded, flabbergasted, but not jealous. I just want to make sure that you understand how vulnerable he is.
You don't think I'm vulnerable, too? Maybe you haven't noticed, Charlie, but I'm wrapped tighter than an airport sandwich.
Okay, let me put it this way. My brother is crazy about you.
Well, I'm crazy about him, too.
No, you don't understand. Alan's a nester. He's already imagining the two of you walking through IKEA, picking out flatware and throw pillows. He did it with me.
Charlie holds up a pillow. Frankie smirks.
You really care about him, don't you?
Yes.
You're a great guy, Charlie.
She kisses him on the cheek before leaving. Charlie picks up his magazine and slumps back onto the couch.
Great guy and a kiss on the cheek. Why doesn't she just kick me in the balls?
Later, in the park, Joni's following Jake.
Wanna play tag?
No.
Hide and seek?
No.
Wanna chase me?
No.
Well, the kids are having a great time.
This is a wonderful idea, Alan. Thank you.
Hey, what makes it wonderful is the company.
Aw, you always say exactly the right thing.
I don't know. I suppose I try to be sensitive to the moment and weigh my words so that they're emotional. No, not always.
Frankie smiles at him. Alan catches her gaze and turns to the picnic basket.
Listen, Frankie, I was thinking, we get along so well and our kids get along, and since neither one of us really has our own place.
Oh, right? Alan.
She grabs him around the neck and kisses him passionately.
Absolutely not.
But...
No, my life is such a mess, and I gotta straighten out a bunch of things before I can even think about a relationship.
Yes, you've got a lot of baggage, but it's nothing I can't get to the curb.
What?
It was something Charlie said. I was hoping you'd know what it meant.
Well, Alan, I talked to my brother in Seattle today, and... he and his wife are going to put me and Joni up for a while.
Oh, you're leaving?
Tomorrow morning.
Alan looks stunned.
Because, you know, I can enroll her in school there and get a job and start putting my life back together again.
Yeah, no, that makes sense, sure.
I'm sorry.
Oh, no, you're doing the right thing.
Look on the bright side, Alan.
What bright side?
You're gonna get laid tonight.
Alan looks flabbergasted. Frankie flashes a cheeky little smile at him.
Oh boy, I think I'm gonna cry again.
She kisses him again. On the porch at the house.
Okay, and the cab's waiting. Say goodbye to Jake.
Bye, Jake.
Bye.
She kisses his cheek.
Oh, weird!
Charlie, what can I say?
I know. I'm a great guy.
He points at his cheek, which she duly kisses.
Oh, man.
You know, I would have been happy to drive you to the airport.
No, it's better to say goodbye here, because LAX is hectic and crazy, and the underwire in my bra always sets off the metal detector. You know, this doesn't have to be goodbye forever. Once we get all settled, you can come visit us.
Sure.
They nod at each other. Alan glances inside to spot Charlie and Jake watching. Charlie nods at Jake and they walk away, allowing Frankie and Alan some privacy. Alan strolls over to Frankie and the pair share a tender kiss. When they break, Frankie mouths bye and Alan does the same. Frankie leaves. Alan turns back towards the house, goes inside, and slowly closes the door. He trudges away from the door inside. Frankie's at the door.
Here, I'm running late.
She hands him her bra, kisses him, and leaves again. In the kitchen, Charlie throws something to Jake. Alan wanders in. Charlie raises his eyebrows at his brother.
It's tough seeing her go, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm really gonna miss Joni.
The brothers look perplexed. ITFC audio description.